What's up, everyone? Damien here, and welcome to this episode of the Soft Skills Guide podcast. Today, we'll be discussing an important topic that affects the growth and success of businesses everywhere. Today, we'll be talking about the impact of self-limiting beliefs on staff training in soft skills, because training will be less effective if your staff have self-limiting beliefs. So let me hit up the intro and we'll continue when we come back. See you shortly. Welcome to the Soft Skills Guy podcast, where I'll turn you into a total superstar in any situation. In today's crazy, fast-paced world, being a technical whiz just won't cut it anymore. If you want to really shine in your professional and personal life, you need to be a soft skills superstar. Think leadership, teamwork, communication, and customer service. Lucky for you, I'm your go-to guy for all those things. So buckle up and join me as we journey through the funky and often overlooked world of soft skills. So let's go. Welcome back, everyone. First of all, let's define what I mean by soft skills in the workplace. Soft skills refer to interpersonal abilities that enable staff members to forge genuine connections, foster trustworthiness, and ultimately create lasting, trust-based relationships with customers and also fellow colleagues. Pretty important stuff, don't you think? Now, these skills include effective communication, empathy, active listening, conflict resolution, leadership, and much, much more. Now, there are, I reckon there's about 100 soft skills that that you could actually talk about and really drill down into. However, aspect I want to talk about today is self-limiting beliefs. Now, these are internal beliefs that staff members may unknowingly hold on to, which can impede their ability to effectively apply these critical soft skills. Now, these beliefs can manifest in many ways, such as a fear of failure, a lack of confidence, or a belief that they're just not good enough. So, how do these self-limiting beliefs affect staff training in soft skills? Well, the first and most obvious effect is that staff members may be resistant to learning new skills if they believe they're not capable of mastering them. It's that imposter syndrome. Now, this can lead to a lack of engagement in training programs and a reluctance to put new skills into practice. Additionally, self-limiting beliefs can create a self-fulfilling prophecy where staff members don't even attempt to apply soft skills in their interactions with customers because they don't believe they'll be successful. This can result in missed opportunities to create meaningful connections with customers, which can ultimately impact the success of the business. Self-limiting beliefs can lead to a lack of confidence in staff members, which can make them less effective in their interactions with customers. So when staff members don't believe in themselves, it can be difficult for them to establish trust with a customer and build those relationships. So how can businesses address these self-limiting beliefs and empower their staff to develop their soft skills? The first step is to create a culture of growth and continuous learning where staff members feel comfortable, you know, taking risks and making mistakes. This can help break down the barriers created by self-limiting beliefs and encourage staff members to embrace new challenges and opportunities for growth. Additionally, it's important to provide ongoing support and coaching to staff members as they work to develop their soft skills. Now, this can include regular feedback sessions, ongoing coaching sessions, and opportunities for staff members to practice their skills in real-world scenarios. Look, overall, the key to overcoming self-limiting beliefs and developing soft skills is to provide staff members with a comprehensive and integrated training program that addresses both the internal barriers and the external skills necessary for success. So, like, with the right training and support, your staff members can break free from their self-imposed limitations and achieve their full potential. Now, that benefits both them and the business as a whole. So, with competition ever increasing these days, some businesses believe that, you know, lowering their prices will increase sales and be their point of difference. However, highly skilled staff in soft skills will be your business's point of difference. And I've been advocating this for years. I'm super passionate about soft skills and how they can be your unique selling proposition or your USP, as they say. So if you're selling a homogenous product, so that's a product that it's the same, literally the same product, Then apart from price, you need a unique point of difference. And I firmly believe building and maintaining trust with your customers through having skilled staff, so that's top skilled staff in soft skills, is a win-win for everyone. So think about what soft skills your staff may need assistance in developing and look to enhance and support them in that. So that's it for today. I hope you found this episode informative and helpful. Have a great day, everyone, and until next week, bye for now. All right, there you go. Hope you enjoyed today's episode. And before you fly off, don't forget, if you haven't already, make sure to subscribe to the podcast and share with friends and colleagues. This helps people find the show. I don't charge anything for you to listen. I don't run ads. I do this because I enjoy it and I want to support people interested in this topic. So it's just a small favour I ask, and I'd really appreciate it. And don't forget to pop over to my website, DamianClark.com, and grab a free copy of my ebook. Have a great day, and remember to take a minute for yourself. Bye for now.